Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to my show. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher, and I am so glad you were able to be with me today. You know, I really believe that today's show, it really is going to help you explore what's available to you in supporting your body. You know, in those times of great need like cancer or chronic illness or other significant hits that you may be experiencing. And if this is not something you're having an issue with today, you can bet you that you know somebody, a relative, a friend, somebody is in great need of some help and support. So we would ask you also to share the link to this show to them. You know, my thoughts are, you know, when we become sick and we start to have symptoms, you know, they indicate something's wrong. The first thing we do is we run to the doctor for a name or a label, you know, and attach it to our symptom package. It's sort of like, here's a piece of paper, check everything off, and at the bottom I'm going to write a name. You know, and then we take that page and we get a service, something that will either stop our symptoms or take out the offending culprit. And then during the process of trying to remediate your body with whatever label it has, sometimes the drugs or the procedures, you know, and the time to be under intense care takes a huge toll on your body. You know, while I understand we all want to be well again, are these processes really helping us to be well again? This is what I would say. They serve as a purpose. They take the elephant out of the kitchen. But, you know, do they really address how to clean up the kitchen, the repairing of the door that the elephant broke into? You know, and still further, how and why the elephant even got in that kitchen in the first place? You know, I really know that this is such a simple explanation of really something that is so serious and so many people are experiencing. But if we look at it this way, then maybe we will be able to see a different side or maybe start thinking in a different way. You know, the current basis for medicines, you know, they see a problem, they fix the problem, and then they try to stop the problem. So let's take the case of preventative screening. You know, we always talk about mammograms and colonoscopies. Yes, they find disease. It's big enough to diagnose, but then that's where it ends. So we say we're going in for preventative screenings, but are we just waiting until, you know, on that little ticker of when we're going to diagnose is at 10? Well, each year, if we inch up and we're 8 and we're 8.5 and we're 9 and we're 9.5, but I still can't do anything because it's not at 10.5, what are we waiting for? What are we really waiting for? So my guest today is Al Sanchez. He is the CEO of AMARC, and their product we are going to discuss today is PolyMVA. This is a very unique item of nutrition for the cell, exactly where healing is necessary. You know, if energy and the quality of life are supposed to be improved in the face of significant health challenges. And why is that even important? You know, how can I get better? They fixed it. They took the elephant out of the kitchen. How are we going to clean it up? How are we going to change that structure so it doesn't happen anymore? That's what we'll be talking about today. So I'd like to welcome to the show, Al. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. I know you're so busy on your schedule, and I'm glad we were able to work this into it.
I always look forward to the opportunities to, you know, speak to others and share with doctors because one of our big mottos is information is power to change the situation. So if we can empower people to understand their health and what to do and some options they might have, I really believe that they can make the best decisions because they know their bodies better than anybody else. So you could go to a doctor and you can say, I feel this, I feel that, or this or the other, but you know when it's right and you know when it's not right or when it's wrong. So, you know, if you can understand things a little bit better so that we can talk to a doctor or direct your situation a little bit better, then you feel automatically better about taking your own health into your own hands. And I've seen that change people's lives. So, you know, if you change your lifestyle, you will change your life.
Well, you know, I can see it so many times with people. They go to the doctor and they've got, you know, that little ticker on their watch and they're watching it. I've got 5 minutes of his time. You know, what can I squeeze in? And they always tell you what you think you need to hear. And it may be not even at all about what's going on. And then people turn around and say, oh, well, my doctor didn't find it. Let's go to another one. He didn't find it. Let's go to another one. And, you know, there's a lot of responsibility there on who's really finding things that are going on and who's really responsible for taking care of you? And it always comes back to you. You know, you're the one that's shortchanged. It's not the doctor that's doing something to you or the process or the test. It's really up to you. So that's why I like to do this show and bring products on like your product, because people really need to be aware of something else to do or something may be amiss. And we're going to talk about that today. What is amiss and how can you figure it out? So I'd love for you to share, you know, your personal experience, how you got started with this.
It goes
we
back
all learn.
Actually to, yes, that we do. And we're all on different paths for it. So, you know, at the same time, to be sometimes, you know, thankful, and yet, you know, there's a lot of pain along the way. I mean, ultimately,
right.
What it was the loss of my mother, who died of cancer when I was 3 years old, is the ultimate start of this whole thing with my father. You know, I was the youngest of four, and this was back in 1972, and she had liver cancer, colon cancer, metastatic to the liver, and back then it was, you know, surgery, possible radiation, but typically 5-FU that was the treatment for it, and if it did, you know, it worked. If it didn't, then it didn't, and most of the time it doesn't. So, you know, that raised my dad at the time. You know, he was a PhD and took at the word of the doctors that this is all they had. Well, you know, years later, he realizes that there were other things outside the U.S. that weren't being offered inside the U.S. And he said, well, why not? Why didn't I get the opportunity to make that decision with my loved one? Why didn't my family, you know, I'm a PhD, I'm quite educated, give me the research, I'll discern it for myself. And,
right.
and when you really start asking those questions, especially in cancer, you come up with some scary answers that they really don't know. They're just guessing as well. And their successes are far and few between compared to, I don't like to use the word, but their failures. And not only that, but for any of us that have ever seen their loved ones go through chemotherapy and radiation, we've heard it said before that the treatment is sometimes worse than the disease.
Right.
And people don't realize that till they've actually either seen it or go through it themselves. And then by that time, unfortunately, your body no longer has the ability to respond appropriately. So I've really learned it, and I've seen, you know, as a matter of fact, I'm here in Las Vegas at one of the big doctor conventions that ends the year. There's 2,500 doctors here that are asking that same question. What else can be done? What else can I do to my patients and give to them and offer to them to give them something better than what we call the merry-go-round of pharmacies and prescriptions? Because like you so eloquently said earlier, we're treating the symptom. And I think a lot of times people don't, what do you mean the symptom? Drugs and or supplements, they give the body the opportunity to do what it needs to do. So I give a prime example of, let's say you fall down and hurt yourself and bruise your knee or something. You know, the first thing people are going to say, you need to take an anti-inflammatory. Well, my first response to that is, why?
Mm-hmm.
Because inflammation, to a certain degree, is what is the body's response to fix the injury. And if you stop that response from happening, it's going to take longer to fix that injury. So what you need to do is get off it, ice it, let the body start healing itself, and then once you get back on it, depending on the severity of the injury, do a little physical therapy maybe, a little massage therapy to help get some of the scar tissue or help get the muscle tissue or ligaments back in line, start using it again, and in the meantime, the body is fixing it. The Tylenol didn't fix it. The ibuprofen didn't fix it. Those things simply stopped the pain so that maybe you could sleep because it was uncomfortable. But that's it. They didn't fix it. Your body fixed it. Supplements, what I love about supplements and what we call nutraceuticals, that's nutritional supplements that are being used like pharmaceuticals, like drugs, is that vitamin C really has no downside. Vitamin E really has no downside. Vitamin D doesn't have any downside. There's some vitamins that are like vitamin A, you can't take too much of, or vitamin K. But for genuine purposes, there's no side effects. Every drug that I know has a side effect. Your liver doesn't like it. It's going to tax it. The longer you're on any type of medication, I don't care what it is, you are in some way, shape, or form keeping your body back from doing what it needs to do. Now, having said that, some drugs out there are very wonderful. in an acute crisis situation, and you need to lower some blood pressure, you need to get something under control, they are marvelous, and that is exactly what they're for. And they've saved thousands of lives. So, but to stay on them for the rest of your life, no. I disagree with that philosophy totally. I've seen too many cases with diabetics that really got on board with what they needed to do, and they don't need to take nearly the amount of insulin they were on before, because eventually their pancreas is going to fail, and that's going to tax their kidneys, and that's going to tax their heart. And that there's all these just little things that people don't know about that drugs typically do something else to some other part of your body down the road. And if we can prevent that, then we're really helping people. So, you know, again, going back to where I started with that, you know, my father saw that and said, wow, there was some things out there and I didn't know. What can I do? And so he started searching and researching, and this is long before the internet. So, you know, encyclopedias, visiting doctors, traveling the world, realizing that, wow, outside the U.S., they're doing all kinds of crazy treatments. So fast forward to the late 1980s, AIDS is now a big epidemic. Well, AIDS really pioneered this integrative / alternative medicine push because there was nothing for them. The medical community had nothing. And these people's immune systems were being compromised, and they were just being decimated. They tried everything. Whatever was under the kitchen sink, they were going to try it because guess what? Their time was done. And from that, it really pioneered this, let's look outside the box. Let's see what can be done. And people went, and this is where, you know, the ingenuity of the human spirit, you know, just took over, and people started coming up with some stuff. And lo and behold, are people dying like they were of AIDS years ago? Not even close. And so that morphed into now cancer treatments, which morphed into what is really degenerative disease altogether. So all these diseases that are coming of fold here in the 20th and 21st century, they are what I term modern diseases. They weren't around before. And it's not because we were living longer. When you look at age-adjusted deaths for cancer, knowing that we're living longer, and that chances are the longer you live, you'll get cancer. But if you take out that fact, that's what age-adjusted means, you find that at the beginning of the 20th century, 1 in 77 had cancer. In the beginning of the 21st century, 1 in 77 do. That's a pandemic in my book, right?
Right.
You go from 1 in 77. And it's not rocket science to think of it's our body's response to being around a very toxic, a very chemically oriented, nutritionally deficient diet, lack of exercise, lifestyle that is contributing to this. So it's directly in our control. And I'm sure all of us know at some level, some people that really said, you know what, I'm changing my life. Right now, today, whatever it is, started eating right, started exercising, really got on board, taking some supplements, and what a difference. And you can tell. So, again, my father got involved with that, saw that with AIDS, took that into cancer, and that goes out throughout the 80s. He meets a gentleman by the name of Dr. Merrill Garnett, who I'll have the pleasure of being with today. And he's a biochemist in Long Island, New York, who's been working with organic metallo compounds. What that means is naturally organic compounds or natural supplements that he mixes with minerals to see if by combining them, we like to use the term synergy, that you could get a better effect than them by themselves. And the answer was yes. And through this development, the supplement known as PolyMVA was born. And it's quite an interesting story. He has a book out there called First Pulse. And he called it that because what he realized was that, like what you referred to earlier, Laura, was energy of ourselves. Well, and I never quite got it till Dr. Garnett, I call him Merrill, till he explained to me, he says, I'll take a seed, right, and set it on your kitchen counter. What's going to happen to it? I said, nothing. He said, okay, take that same, let's say it's an oak tree. Take that same seed, go outside, dig a little hole, put the seed inside there, let the sun shine on it, add some water to it. What's going to happen? I said, it's going to germinate. Oh, very good. He said, what do you think just happened right then and there at the moment of germination? I really couldn't explain it. He says, we call it life. He says, but if you could have taken a little electric or a voltmeter and measured, you would have seen a little current spike, a little electricity, like plugging it into your wall at home. I said, okay, it makes sense. He's all, and that was created by a chemical reaction. He says, all right. I said, okay. He says, you took chemistry in high school, right? I said, yes. He said, you ever mix chemicals together and get some, you know, take copper and magnet and make some electricity and measure? I said, yes. I said, life works very fundamentally the same way. Without energy and without proper energy, we do not live, nor does anything else on this planet. I said, okay. He's all, guess what? Cancer cells are deficient in that energy. They don't use it the same way. And if we can get them to use it the same way and we get our cells operating properly, what do you think happens to disease? I said, it probably goes away. He says, you're right, Al, it does. So whether you want to call it Western medicine, whether you want to call it, and now I made the link between this Eastern and Western medicine where we hear about energy medicine from the East and Chinese medicine and all this stuff of where they're getting the meridians and all this kind of stuff flowing. Our bodies are a big energy board. They're circuits. And if those things are operating properly, we're healthy. When there's a blockage, a breakdown in that electric circuitry, then we have disease. And I went, thanks, Meryl. I just got it.
Well, you know, so, you have given us a ton of stuff to even think about. It's like, how can we even digest that all? So now we need to go back and go through a few of those. But, you know, I do understand what you say about electric energy of the body and everything. And, you know, we even think about it in a simpler thing. When a baby is born and the baby is healthy and everything, you know, everybody can't wait to be around it. It's sort of like, oh, I want to just, you know, you just want to be near them. You want to smell them. You want to touch them. You want to hold them. It's almost like they are an electrical being. They are healthy and they're, you know, everything is good and going. But then, you know, when you see people who are dying towards the end, it's like nobody wants to go. Nobody wants to be around that, you know. And you feel, actually, what could you possibly do? So I definitely understand a lot about energy medicine and about what Al has said. And if you think about it, a lot of times when we think about it, we say, okay, well, what is this about? Energy medicine, you know, you could feel it around you. You can feel it. You know, when you're eating the right foods, you can feel it. You know that something's good. If you look at, you know, deep fried chicken, you know, you throw it on the thing, it's like, don't you wish you could stick a voltmeter in that and see, and it's totally dead. But you turn around, you stick it by a salad or something, you would feel that energy. So definitely what we're putting into our bodies also is really important because it needs to have that energy to come into us. But then when you think about it, granted, broccoli has great effects for breast cancer. It has great effects for giving nutrients and all these antioxidants and everything. Yeah, fabulous. But if our body is so deficient and not able to transform those nutrients, we could put all the broccoli we want in and it may just never help. So that's where I think when I started to look at the product, the PolyMVA is like, it's already ready to go. It's ready, it's hopping, and it's ready to go down the train. Isn't that
well,
what?
Well, I mean, that's actually a great analogy. So, being it going down the train. So think of, I guess that's a great analogy. I love that. So Polly's the train. Polly's the train that's going to pull everything down the tracks. So Polly can pull all the stuff it wants down the tracks, but if you're not eating the good healthy food, so again, supporting that energy source, providing that energy source, maintaining the energy production of our cells. And that the funny chemical biological term for that for people that have maybe heard that it's called ATP, and I forget adenine triphosphate something or other, but ATP, our body produces ATP. It takes sugar, breaks it down, and makes energy in our cells. And when that energy is at its highest level, our cells can now function at their highest level. But at the same time, so great, Polly's going to be that train making it function at the highest level. But we're responsible, like you just said so nicely, of putting all the things on the train cart so that it's good. Those are our vitamins, our minerals, our spinach, our all the things that grow from the earth. Why? Because where do we come from? We're part of everything. We're not part of some, you know, hydrogenated high fructose corn syrup. Our bodies don't know what to do with that. Yes, it's sugar. Yes, it tastes great. But other than that, it actually does detriment to our body. It doesn't do anything for health-wise. So the simplest thing that I've seen turn around more people's lives with degenerative disease has been, you know, cleaning up their body with a form of detox because you start pulling out all the things that are in our environment. Wherever we are, pollution knows no bounds. Even if you're living at the, you know, the highest levels, well,
right.
Up in the Himalayas it's probably a lot less, but here in the United States, you know, the smog from L.A. is going to travel across the, across the country and affect things. It has a higher concentration in LA, of course, but it's going to affect people. And you live by a freeway. There have been, I forget the exact number, but from 1950, right after World War II, till the year 2000, there was, and I kid you not, this is it, there's 80,000 chemicals that are now on this planet that have never existed in the environment ever before. So it didn't take me long to say, you know what? Imagine putting on a shirt that was, you know, shipped overseas, that had some chemical to keep it fresh. With this, you mix that with some skin lotion that has some, I can list out a bunch of chemicals in it. Then you eat something else with that, and you're breathing in some smog, and you're having some water that's got some fluoride and some heavy metals, and you put that all into our bodies, and you ask why we're unhealthy. It's not rocket science. It really isn't.
Well, you know, sometimes everybody of late has said, oh, well, the farmers, they're the healthiest people ever. You know, it's because they only eat their own food. I think that's only half of the story, because also they're outside every day. They're up off their rear ends every single day. They're using their bodies. They're doing things. They're thinking. They're problem solving. They're enjoying the earth and nature. They see things growing. They have to come up with answers to problems and that may be going on with the farm or whatever. And their life is simple. They aren't exposed to all of that other stuff. They don't have stress or chemicals, or they don't have crazy people around them and all that other stuff. So I really think that maybe we need to look at the whole entire package and stop saying it's just, hey, let's just go out there. We're going to have broccoli at every single meal. Oh, Lord, you know? I mean, that's going to save me from breast cancer. And the next week, another thing comes on the media. Hey, what you need to do is you need to be eating cantaloupe now. And then, okay, so now I've got cantaloupe and broccoli, and I'm adding that in every day. And, and then the following week it says, well, make sure you drink green tea. And it's, by the end of the week, you've got 100 things that you need to be looking at that you need to be eating. And it's like, there's no way, Jose, this is not going to happen. So, I mean, how do you even pull yourself out of that? I mean, my theory is what if we all went back to be farmers? Isn't that crazy? But really, is it being a farmer, or is it really maybe just being out in nature, and doing all of those other things?
My personal belief in what I've seen work in the different clinics and doctor's offices that I've been in is actually a little bit of all that. So, for most people, it's a rewiring of their brain. So I'm sure, and the thing I can liken it to would be, at some level, I'm sure most people are familiar with trying to go on a diet, right? And how long does it last? It's one thing. Don't try and take on, how do you eat an elephant? No different than anything else you do. One bite at a time. So you make a plan. You find out what it is you want to change. And you take little steps. And, maybe tomorrow you're going to fall back off it. But the next day you get back on it and you take that little step. And before you know it, you're walking across the floor.
Right.
So it can be very overwhelming. To most people it is. And then 9 times out of 10 you add into that a situation where they do have a disease. Now the pressure is really on, especially if it's something like cancer. Now you got the fear factor going. You got the unknown. And you just don't know what to do. So my first and foremost message to everyone that's listening is stop, take a breath, reevaluate, find what works for you, because if no matter what you do, if it's not comfortable for you, then you won't do it. Nobody of us will. And I think it's the reason why you have so many differences, whether it's in medicine or even in diets. We'll stick with that analogy. You got the zone diet, you got the beach diet, you got the Jenny Craig diet, you got the this diet. You know what, people? It comes down to math. You take in less calories, you do more exercise, and guess what? You're going to lose some weight. If the zone one works for you, use that one. If Jenny Craig works for you, use that one. The ones that are kind of way out there that say, stop eating today, I wouldn't recommend that one.
Right.
It's always somewhere in the middle. It's a balance. Find out what it gives you. So you don't like spinach. Well, try kale. You don't like kale. Okay, try cabbage. You don't like cabbage. There's lots of good stuff out there that you can mix up and make, and the internet is wonderful for that. Type in, and you get all kinds of cool recipes. I'm a big smoothie guy. I love smoothies because they're quick and easy. I can hide all kinds of good stuff inside there. My kids don't even know it. I made them spinach ice cream one time. Yeah, I told them, and then I added just a little hint of vanilla extract and some mint leaves. So I threw in some chocolate chips. I did. I threw in chocolate chips. I didn't throw in a handful, but just enough. And I told them it was mint chocolate chip. And they went, huh? And I went, yeah. And I think I used like 3 cups of spinach. 3 cups of spinach to make some spinach ice cream with mint leaves, some chocolate chip, and a little bit of vanilla extract, and I forget what else I used. And they were tickled pink. Now, granted, did it take me a half an hour of my time to do that and to get those ingredients? It sure did. But did it beat going to Baskin Robbins, and did I feel better about that? I did. So I have to make that choice in my life that I'm going to spend that money on that, and I'm going to spend that time, because you can't go to Baskin Robbins and get spinach ice cream with mint leaves and vanilla extract, chocolate chip, not going to happen. But because, again, I lost my mother to cancer, and then fast forwarding even faster than that, I lost my older sister to cancer, and that's what got me involved with this. I don't want to, orphan my children if God's going to take me as God's going to take me, but I'm going to do everything I can to maintain my health. I get my colonoscopies every 2 to 3 years since I was 25, and I've had polyps. That helps to my prevention side, but I still need to maintain my healthy eating, my exercise, and I am seriously motivated to do so because, I love life too much, and I love being with people, and the longer I can be here, the nicer I think it'll be, so...
It's so funny you said about the green ice cream because I have 4 kids, and, well, my kids are apparently a lot older than yours. It was in the 80s, but I can remember making cabbage soup, and I used the purple cabbage. So my kids used to call it Barney soup. So they went to school and said we had Barney soup for supper, and it was because it turned it purple. Barney was purple. So, at grade school, these kids were thinking, hey, we're going to go to her house and she's going to have Barney soup. So it's a great thing. So they didn't know any different. They just ate it, So it's really all about the perception of what you can do and what effort you can make, too. But then, again, also, I've had clients who have said, my husband's not well. I'm going to do everything I can. The doctors have said, go home, make peace with yourself, and, you won't be back, because you'll probably pass away of your disease, and, good luck. Well, the people had contacted me, and they worked really hard on it for about 6 months, and then they went back to the doctor because, hey, they were still here. And the doctor says, well, I can't understand, but you're doing a whole lot better. Whatever it is, keep doing it. But also I think where some miracles happen is when the people say, I want to choose to do this. I want to do this myself. I want to live life. What is life for me? And really look at that, because there are people who still will listen, they'll do a little bit of change on their diet, and they'll take all the supplements and everything. But really, if your mental capacity isn't there to want to live, it's really not going to work. We look at things and we say, oh, I took that. It didn't work for me. I don't know what your deal is. Glad it worked for you, but it didn't work for me. Because a lot of people are so stuck with their baggage, too. We all come with baggage on our symptoms, and it's when you're going to give up that baggage, do you really want to get well? I think sometimes giving nutrients really does help people with that baggage, but I think that is important, too, to have a miracle.
Well, I think we in the Western world tend to hyperbolize and really elevate the whole miracle status more so than the one in a billion. Well, the one in a billion is just that, one in a billion.
Right.
And yet, miracles are happening every day.
Yeah.
The fact that you survived the interstate this morning, that's a miracle, right?
Sometimes, yeah.
I think, and you said something earlier going back to how we feel about, on a daily basis. Not to sound too, corny or cliche, but, every day, even in the worst of things, I try and be thankful for everything that I have because it just feels better. You know what I mean? I don't want to walk out of the world and just, could I be pissy and grumbly about some stuff? I sure could. I got a whole laundry list of stuff I can complain about. But what good does that bring? So I try and identify it, and I try and tackle one miserable thing, I like to call it, a day, and enjoy the rest of it. And before I know it, I've gotten that list down to something a lot more manageable. It doesn't seem so overwhelming. And then you can really enjoy and be wherever you're at. All of us are on our different journey, our different paths. And I think if we're open to those and we're really understanding and we're kind of working within what we've been given and not worrying about what we don't have but being thankful for what we do, that changes. That changes the chemistry in your body immediately.
Yeah.
That is known. That has been researched. You laugh. You dance. You love. Any of that negativity, you let it go and or change the circumstances, you're already better in a better place. Now you take that and you combine it with a little bit more exercise today, maybe a spinach salad this afternoon, and you keep doing that and you keep working it, and before you know it, you know, you don't got to change all these things immediately. And then the miracles happen because I love the term when you're successful or these miracles happen, they really don't just happen. They were things that maybe you didn't know you were doing, but you set yourself up for success. Every day, whatever that is, you never know what it is. You know, sometimes that flat tire on that, you know, that on the road saved you from something else. Then you should be thankful for it. You know, I mean, I remembered all the stories from 9/11 that you know, the person forgot their shoe or their socks or had to stop by and get a donut or did something else that ran late to not have them be there. You know, and I don't know why the other ones were there, but for whatever reason, you know, there are things that are much more out of our control that we don't know. And you can't ever second guess yourself. Just be with where you're at. Give it the best you got that day, and that's when miracles happen, like you said. So in health, it's no different. It's the food, it's the exercise, it's the mindset, it's the negativity. All those things roll together to make us who we are, and that conveys itself in our health.
Well, you know, we always wait for the miracle because we figure it's the end result. You know, in other words, am I, quote, cancer-free? Am I, quote, my labs are good? Or am I good to go and don't come back in a year? We wait for that as a miracle. And when I tell people about this all the time, about getting healthier after all of, you know, these significant hits, you know, the diagnosis or the treatment or the drugs or whatever, is that, you know, you got to think about, like you said in the beginning, planting that seed. So you say, well, today, you know what, I'm just forming roots. You know, today might not be my greatest day. It's not a 10 on a scale of 10. It may be a 2, maybe a 3, but I'm just going to form roots. So what does roots need? Roots needs food. Roots need supplements. Roots need, you know, good water and good air. And then you look at it, okay, so it starts to come up through the ground, and then you say, okay, now what's happening? Well, now I'm seeing it. I'm excited. I'm happy. It's starting. You know, and then as you get finally to the flower, you think of it as your miracle. So can you tell us about how PolyMVA might be able to help that flower grow to able to see that?
I'd love to. So going back to what I mentioned earlier about energy and that being the first thing that our cells need to be healthy. So
right.
PolyMVA really is quite simple in what it does, but very complex in how it was put together. So what it does is that it helps to support that energy production of our cells that I talked about. That's really all it does. It's the train. It's going to help that train get down the tracks. And it's the first step in being healthy. So if our cells do not have the proper energy, do not have the right mechanisms going on to perform all their necessary functions, your skin cells, your liver cells, your stomach cells, your brain cells, what's the number one complaint in this country in today's day and age? Lack of energy. Lack of energy. So what are we trying to do? Sugar, caffeine. Are those great energy perks? Of course they are. You get the rise, you get the fall, you get the crash, and you get the side effects. Now, are sugar and caffeine good? They're okay in their normal amounts. In excessive amounts, you're drinking, you know, more than whatever 4 cups of coffee a day, you're probably getting a little too much caffeine, throwing off your endorphins, messing with your melatonin that are necessary as well, and now you have an imbalance. So it's about getting back to a balance of where your body wants to be healthy. And I'm sure we've all seen people that are healthy that don't need those types of things. Why are they that way? For all those other reasons we just talked about earlier. So,
PolyMVA, I mean, I think of it as fertilizer, starting in that level.
There you go. To a certain degree, yeah. Fertilizer is what's going to allow the plant to absorb the nutrients that are also in the fertilizer as well, so that it can grow into the strongest, fertilest flower or plant ever. So going back to that analogy we talked about with that seed planting that seed and that energy happening and growing the tree. Well, if you neglect that tree, keep it out of sunlight, don't water it, put it in chemicals, it's going to be a dwarf tree. We all know that, or plant, whatever it might be. Yet if you maintain that tree, you maintain that plant in the garden, you keep it pesticide-free, you keep the bugs off it, you keep it this, you keep it that, and you just have this wonderful, beautiful plant that people love to grow. Our bodies are no different. Why would we treat our bodies any different than that? And yet, a lot of us do. And it's the one thing that it's probably the most, I think it is the most amazing machine on the planet ever created. What our bodies can do, I'm in awe at the physicality of our structure, our brain, our hands. I mean, just wow. And yet, to maintain this at its utmost level and to keep it healthy requires work. It requires effort. And I've seen too much disease in my short life, and had two of the closest people. Well, my mother, of course, and then my oldest sister that passed away, who was like my mother after my mother passed away. You know, my mother was 34, my sister was 40. And so it's just, you know, I never want to see that for my children. If I can do anything about it, you know, there's plenty of things in this world I don't have any control over. But what I put in my mouth every day, I sure as heck do. So that much, yeah, I have to own. You know, what I do to my body is my responsibility.
But also, everybody in this just needs so much help. I mean, when I think of this, like we had said about the charge on the, you know, how many people look at reverse osmosis water? I mean, there was something on the internet, you know, of course everybody looks at the internet, so I got to bring it up. But, you know, you have two plants. You water one with this certain kind of water, and you water the other one with reverse osmosis water. Which one's dead? Well, the dead water, you know? And we think about, like you said, about coffee and aspartame and all that other stuff. That's resonating at a totally different charge versus the ones that are going to be good for you, you know? You know, we think about chaos. What happens with chaos? You know, you go into a big crowd of people and they're all fighting and arguing. You can feel that negative energy in there. So if you think of disease as that negative energy in there, and then you go around to a party where everybody's happy and you feel totally different, you know, you can feel the effects in your body. So that's really recognizing that the body is an electrical charge. But then also times two is when you sit there and you laugh, your eyes water. You know, your skin gets warm, you can feel it in your stomach, you know, you might feel faint, whatever that might be. But those are all physical changes, so you really need to support them with something else when you have a significant surgery or you're killing off some cells or you're taking a lot of medications. And I really think that poly-MVA, when I think of it, I think of like substituting that charge and bringing it back to, you know, out of chaos, back into equilibrium.
Well, and you know, you just gave me a perfect segue into the next aspect of what I wanted to talk about with poly is, okay, so we kind of get that poly supports energy. So the question is, how? Well, here's the genius that Dr. Garnett came up with. He took alpha lipoic acid, which is what is known as the universal antioxidant, both water and fat soluble. So for those that understand antioxidants, those things that quench free radicals in our bodies. Free radicals are a normal part of our body process. When kept in check, in balance, with the right amount of food and antioxidants, they're okay. They're necessary. We can't ever get rid of them. Heck, they're even required to be healthy. They trigger different mechanisms. Well, then he took B-thiamine, B1, and he attached those two together. So you take alpha lipoic acid, so picture three people standing together by themselves. Alpha lipoic acid on one side, thiamine or B1 on the other side, and in the middle, you have this mineral, and this mineral is palladium. It's known as one of the noble metals. And why is it that way? Because it freely likes to donate its electron. So those of you guys out there like physics and electrons, we're right at that level. It's energy that's flowing around. That's all our bodies are. They're flowing energy, exchanging electrons, exchanging ions, chemical processes. So Dr. Gannett takes alpha lipoic acid, takes thiamine, takes palladium. Now take those three people, and I want you to join their hands together and lock them together. How strong are they now, three tied together versus just each one of them by themselves? That's what he would did. Took him a long time, over 40 years of research, over 20,000 different chemicals he synthesized together, put together, made, tested, till he landed on this one that was safe and effective. And when he did, as it took a few more years after that to put together the dietary supplement we call Poly-MVA with all the other minerals, vitamins, and amino acids, which leads to its name. So Poly-MVA, poly stands for the lipoic acid palladium complex, so it's a complex, those three guys standing together. The MVA is the minerals, the vitamins, and the amino acids that are also in that product to help poly do what it does. Now, you talked about the free radicals earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Well, too many free radicals, and that starts to damage our cells. And for those of you that I love the analogy of free radical, you also may have heard it called oxidative stress. And people go, well, oxidative stress, what's that? Well, when something oxidizes, so I'm sure all of us have seen something rust outside, that's oxidation. An oxygen molecule is being stolen off that material, and when it's left exposed, rust can now form on it. Well, another example I want to give you is a car that's left in the sun, or any, let's say your any equipment or clothes or anything. Why do they fade? The sun oxidizes the material, the paint, the fibers, the colors, and they break down. And for anybody who's seen something sit in the sun for a long time, you go and pick it up, it just falls apart. Well, that's oxidative stress, and that's what happens in our bodies when it's kept unchecked. Our cell walls get damaged, our DNA gets damaged, our mitochondria get damaged, and all of a sudden the efficiency and the wellness of our body decline proportionally to that. So if you keep your car waxed, if you keep the materials protected, if you put UV protection to stop oxidation, then these materials in the cars will last a long time. Now, I like the car analogy because everybody typically has a car. So if you wax that car and you wash it and you keep all the chemicals off it and you change its oil, so not just the oxidative stress, but you really maintain it, you've got a car to last you 50, 60 years. Look at some of these old classics that are still around today. Those were taken care of. Just like old people that take care of their bodies, they're still functioning very well. But if you take that same car, you leave it outside, and you don't wash it, and you don't wax it, and you don't maintain it, guess what? It breaks down. And, you know, fortunately for the car, you go buy a new one. For our bodies, we're not that lucky. So that's what so the alpha-lipoic acid is a free radical scavenger. Where does poly get its energy to do all the support in its cells? Because Dr. Garnett took alpha-lipoic acid and made it part of the compound. So here you have alpha-lipoic acid going around saying, come here, Mr. Free Radicals, and it absorbs all these free radicals. Hey, I got a good buddy over here, Simon, B1. Hey, can you do anything with all this energy? B1 says, yes, I can. I can give that back to our cells to support our normal ATP function, our normal energy production. Wow, what a concept. Here you go. So we have one molecule that can do two things. Not only can it protect your cells from oxidative stress, but it now can support your normal energy functions of what they need to operate properly. And in a nutshell, that's Poly-MVA. It's a liquid dietary supplement that you can take as low as my little 8-pound dog. I give him about an eighth of a teaspoon. My 4-year-old, I give a quarter of a teaspoon. My 9-year-old, I give, he's a half teaspoon, and I take a full teaspoon. So in cancer patients, they take the same thing, but they're the most energy deficient, so they take up to 8 teaspoons. Diabetics, they take anywhere between 2 and 4 teaspoons. Cardiac patients, they take around 4 teaspoons. Alzheimer's, dementia, MS, Parkinson's, those types of things, they'll take about 4, depending on the on what they're trying to do and what else they're doing. So it's universal. It's not something that is, a lot of times people think that, oh, it's a chemotherapy. No, it just happens to work in cancer patients because they're the most energy deficient. That's all.
Right.
Why does it work in diabetic patients? Because diabetics that need alpha-lipoic acid that helps protect the liver and the kidneys from the damages of high blood pressure, high blood sugar. So all these other things, like you talked about symptoms, high blood pressure, high sugar, they create situations in our body that it needs to defend. And if we don't give it the defense, if we don't support it with what it needs, it eventually is going to fail us earlier than we'd like it to. And by definition, that's disease. And we all know what that kind of looks like. And I'd like to help people understand that, most importantly, like I said earlier. If that's the message that everyone gets from the show, is that, wow, I'd like to do something to keep my car waxed, to keep my body fresh.
Right.
And, you know, then
and I
so.
Can
keep it. Go ahead, sorry.
And that's okay. And we can also say, you know, I mean, I live in New Orleans, duh. You know, I just sat here before this show today and watched the noon news. And there were two of the major things that were first was, number one, the BP oil is still leaking. It has never stopped. And what are they going to do about it? And so that affects water, food, seafood, and everything here, this and the air. Second one is, it's okay that the chemical plant that's right up the street, oh, they had a broken pipe. So for the past 7 days, they were releasing their stuff into the air because they couldn't do anything else with it, and it released benzene and all this other kind of chemicals that have, you know, 10 and 20 and 30 syllables, that it's been releasing it in the air and just burning it off because it was, they didn't know what to do with it. So, you know, and then you look at your cars and your paint and you're saying, okay, wait a minute, I just bought this car 2 years ago. What is going on? So that's a pure effect of that stuff is in the air. It's in the water. It's in the ground. It's everywhere. It affects you. So if you think it's doing that to your car, are you that? You really need to pay attention to what do you think it's doing to you?
Well, that's a great point. And I wish I could stop that, right?
Right.
I could take Al's magic wand and just wave it around and say, okay,
right.
all the pollution and the chemicals and everything gone. You know, I can't.
No.
And unless I'm going to move to the Himalayas or the high mountains of South America or or what
right.
have you to breathe the fresher air and the cleaner water, then it means I have to take some extra steps to protect myself. Okay, fine. So it's going to require me getting air cleaners for my house. It's going to require me getting a water purification system for my house, and being proactive of it so that when I, go on my road trips and go camping, I'm not just going to go buy some water. I'm going to take the containers and I'm going to fill them up, and it's going to take me a little bit. But I make it an event out of it because that's how much I want to maintain. Now, every now and then, you know what? You're going to be in a bind where you have to drink some water out of the tap. So be it. You know what? But I'm going to reduce the incidence. I'm going to reduce the chances for insult against my body, because that's what we're doing. Every time we're around chemicals, we insult our body, our immune system, our digestive tract, our lymphatic system, all these things that come together to make our bodies work. If we can help it, it'll help us. If we keep the pressure on it, it's not going to be able to respond, and the byproduct of that is disease. So, and in the meantime, we'll continue to work to stay away from those things as much as possible. Part of my protocol that I take every day is a detox protocol where I, clean out my liver because your liver is the filter of the body. Take care of the gallbladder. Take care of those systems. Exercise is wonderful for your lymphatic system. Our bodies can deal with a lot of this stuff, to be honest. In excess, it's going to need a lot of extra support. That's why, someone living around a chemical plant, you're going to need extra support. Someone
right.
living in downtown Manhattan at the smog level, you need extra support. Someone living out in the plains of Ohio, not going to need as much detox support. But if they're around chemicals that are fertilizers and such, maybe they will. I don't know. We're all different, like you said earlier. One point I do want to address about that difference of everybody is, that worked for me but didn't work for somebody else. Well, guess what? Drugs
right.
are no different.
Right.
I could take Advil. You could take Tylenol. And the person next to us could take aspirin and die. Yeah, we could take aspirin and be fine. Does that mean that either one of those, just because one didn't work for me, means it's bad? No. Same with supplements. Same with nutraceuticals. They're no different. But the difference being is that in the nutritional world, we have to pay for it. And that brings in a whole different factor, because now we have to now weigh this economic choice and decision. Well, for me, it's easy. I don't get to go to the movies that often. I don't go out to eat that often, so that if I'm spending $100 a month on my supplements, then okay, I'll spend it on that, and I don't spend it on X, Y, or Z. But I have to make that cognitive choice. And once you realize the payoff for what it is, it no longer becomes a choice. It just becomes a way of life, and you just do it naturally. I don't even think about it anymore. It just is what it is for me, And You know, does that mean that you have to stop eating pizza? No. You know, just don't eat six pieces. Just eat one and a half. You know, I mean, I have three young kids. There's always a birthday party going on somewhere for somebody, right, with all the stuff that I don't even want to associate with. But you know what? A Saturday afternoon, okay, I just have a little piece and give the – all right, and they always crack up because, you know, they cut this big old piece of chocolate cake for the kids,
right,
you know, the size of the plate, and you're like, can I just have a quarter of that, please? What? Yeah, you know, they're just wanting to get rid of it, so they're going to take it back home, right? And I'm like, you know, I'm just going to throw it away, so, you know, and give my kids, you know, three, four little bites of it. Okay, that's great. And it's interesting, like you said, you mentioned fried chicken. You know what?
Mm-hmm.
Fried chicken, fried and cooked with normal good oils and things, not that bad. On lower heat, not great. You know, hydrogenated oils, you know, at high heat, is that really bad? You know, is it going to kill you? No, but you eat that as a daily diet? Yeah. You're going to be floating around with a little bit extra oils in your system that your body can't deal with. So, you know, the South is the prime example, because we would all tend to agree at some level that Southern food is, you know, one of the most highly fattening foods around. Well, guess what? When they used to cook it naturally and take the lard from the farm and cook their food and have it right there, they weren't that unhealthy. The second you start using Crisco and all that other stuff, you know, and heck, they used to chew tobacco and do all kinds of stuff, and so that isn't, you know, stopping all those things. I know plenty of pure exercise crazed people that have been vegetarians for 30 years that still get cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So there are other factors, believe me. And the best way that I've seen people be successful with that is a little bit, it's just balance. Our bodies like to be in balance. It doesn't naturally if we give it everything. If our lives are in balance, then typically our health is as well. And I think this poly really helps to target one of the main fundamental aspects of good health, and that is energy production and the control of free radicals that lead to disease. So it's really simple to a certain degree, and yet it was kind of a lot we just covered over the past, you know, 40-plus minutes or so. But, you know, I hope it energizes people to a certain degree, that to get them excited about it, that you really can. I mean, I don't say that to be tongue-in-cheek about, if you change your lifestyle, you will change your life. I promise you. It's a byproduct of it. You know, success favors the prepared, right?
Right.
You do these things, the little things, and, you know, maybe it's just walking for 10 minutes today. Well, maybe it's 11 minutes tomorrow, or maybe it's 11 minutes next week. You know, you're not going to be perfect on it. None of us are, but we don't have to be. You know, you just put together a good plan, and when you execute the plan, good things typically come out of it. Maybe not necessarily how you exactly plan, but usually it's still a good thing. So,
well, Al, we have about three more minutes left, and I was wondering if you could just tell us briefly. I'm on the website, and the website is polymv.com for the listeners. There's a lot of information here to let everyone know. There's an information packet. There's testimonials. There's all kinds of products here, and all of the very explicit instructions at the PolyMVA for people and the PolyMVA for pets. So there's a lot of information on the website. Can you tell us a little, do I need a prescription to take this? You know, how am I going to take this? Or who do I even ask for questions about this? And how can they find out about ordering it?
Well, let's see. So the simplest would be you can give us a call. For those that want to call, we're 866-POLY-MVA. Or you can look at a supplement, like you said, online at polymva.com. We have all kinds of articles and updates. We have links. There should be an information center. We have three consultants that are available, typically Monday through Friday on the West Coast from 8 to 5. You know, do some research. There's plenty of things you can download to read. We have some MP3s on the site that you can listen to some of the research on it. Let's see. So phone, email, website. We'd be happy to email you an information pack. So if you send us an email at info@polymva.com, or just click on the link to contact us on the website, we're happy to send something out.
You're on
you can
Facebook?
Order. We're on Facebook. We are. Thank you. So they're just, you know, whatever's more comfortable for you and whichever works out best for you, you know, feel free to reach out and have any questions, have any thoughts, comments. You can order via any of those links as well. You can simply pick up the phone and call. You can send in an email. You can create an account online, whatever you feel more comfortable with. You know, we're here to serve you.
And is this something that I would need a doctor prescription for, or do I need to contact my doctor before I order it?
You don't. That's the nice thing about nutritional supplements. I mean, if you're in a disease state, then you need to be under the care of a doctor. Hopefully it's what we like to call an integrative doctor or a complementary medicine doctor, one that understands the value of using both nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals together to bring about healing and ultimately to stay on, you know, the nutritional side and get away from the pharmaceutical side, because every drug typically, like I said, has a side effect of some way, shape, or form. Toxic to the liver, drains valuable vitamins or minerals or amino acids away from your body. So that's who you want to be in the hands of. And if you don't know one, go look for one. I'm sure they can contact you. And we have a doctor's directory on our site of the doctors that use PolyMVA. So if we can help you out in that way, we'd be happy to. You know, use your resources that are out there. And that's one of the wonderful things about the Internet, aside from the downside of being overwhelmed, is that it does provide a resource that you can, you know, turn to and ask questions. And if somebody isn't above board with you or you feel kind of just not straight with them, you know, unfortunately, there are a lot of people out there that are misleading and just want to try to sell you something. And if that's what they're
right.
after, is to sell you something, then, you know, like I said, I'm about information. This is what I know. This is the path that I've been on. I can tell you everything I know about PolyMVA. It's very dear and close to my heart for the obvious reasons that we just talked about for my family. And if I can help in any way, shape, or form, I'm happy to do so. There's a lot of great other companies out there that supply really good products for various cases. We love the fact that Poly works synergistically with so many different products. So the doctors really love it because it's not an either and. Because Poly is that basic energy source that all our cells need, why not? You know, you just do it.
Right.
It makes sense. So, you know.
Well, thank you so much for being a guest on our show today. I know that was a whole lot for the listeners, but I think if they replay it and then they go to your website, there'll be a whole lot. It'll start to draw things together. And if you have any questions, I would definitely encourage you to contact PolyMVA. There's always somebody to talk to at that company. Or you can also contact me at outoftheboxhealthcare.com. So, you know, I'd like to thank you so much for being with us today. It was a real pleasure having you on the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, and have a great day.
You too as well. Thank you so much. And to the listeners, if you need any further help, I would encourage you to check out the websites. There are information packets there. There are links to a lot of discussion where people listed testimonials. If you're a new customer, if you'd like to take information to your doctor, everything is on the website. Just check it out, Poly. MVA, that's M as in Mary, V as in Victor, A as in Apple.com. And thank you so much for being with us today. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher, and if you'd like to contact me, my website is www.outoftheboxhealthcare.com, and have a glorious day.